Blog Talk Radio.
I protest. I am not a merry man.
Good evening. It's Uncle Jim here from Trek Talking and Beyond with you. And tonight I'm flying solo, and I'm going to do something a little different. We're not going to be talking about Star Trek tonight, but I did have the opportunity to go and see the new Terminator movie, Dark Fate, over the weekend. The movie came out last week. I didn't want to go see it last week because they anticipated there'd be a lot of people there. So I waited until this week to go and see it. And I've been hearing a lot of bad press about this movie. A lot of people have been complaining about this movie, and it bombed at the box office and so on and so forth. But I just want to do a little show here to share my thoughts and insights on Terminator Dark Fate and see, let you guys know what I thought about the movie. So first of all, it's a Terminator movie. So what does that mean? Well, that means that we have Arnold, of course. And in this particular case, we have Linda Hamilton reprising her role as Sarah Connor, which she hasn't been back together with Arnold since the 1991 version of T2. So that was pretty exciting. But all the Terminator movies pretty much share the same basic thread. We have humanity fighting for survival in the future, in the past. We have an evil machine dynasty that's trying to wipe out humanity in the future, sending a machine back in time to either kill the leader of the resistance or, in the original Terminator, the mother of the leader of the resistance in the future. And pretty much every Terminator movie is that same theme. So when you go to see the Terminator movie, you pretty much know what you're going to be getting. That's what you're going to be getting. So to go into the movie and then get that and complain is just utter craziness, because you already knew before you went in what you were going to get. The question is, did you get what you paid for? So Terminator Dark Fate. Oh, and I should point out, there are going to be spoilers. Lots and lots of spoilers. So if you haven't seen the movie and you don't want to know, then I suggest you go see the movie and then come back and see what I have to say about it. But there's a lot going on in this movie. And it all starts off with the very beginning of the movie, the opening credits, where John Connor is in Mexico with his mother, Sarah. They've already prevented Doomsday. Judgment Day has been stopped. Skynet has been destroyed. And they're celebrating on a beach in Mexico. And all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger steps up, kills John Connor, drops his gun, and then turns around and walks away. And this is back in 1992. Sarah runs to her son and caresses him as he dies. And then the movie jumps to present day. So right off the bat, a lot of fans are complaining that they don't like this movie because it kills John Connor in the very beginning, and that kind of destroys everything that came before. Well, I don't think so. I don't agree with that assessment. I feel that their mission has already been accomplished. Skynet has already been destroyed. Miles Dyson died. They destroyed the entire complex where they were working on Skynet. They took the original Terminator, crushed it, burned it up, and then Arnold lowered himself into the molten lava and was destroyed. So Skynet was gone. There was no more Skynet. Judgment Day had been stopped. So killing John Connor now doesn't really have any effect on what happened in the past or what will happen in the future. So that doesn't really play too much into it. So he killed him. Doesn't matter. Skynet's already been stopped. The future has been unwritten, and now they have a fate. So John Connor dying doesn't really play into, you know, the events that we saw in T1, T2, or in the future as we know it to be. So that's, you know, that's the first thing. I didn't mind the fact that John Connor was killed in the first 5 minutes of the movie. It sets up what's about to happen. We find out that Skynet had sent back two Terminators to hunt down John Connor. The one Terminator that we see in T2, and then this one that we just see now. Now, obviously, this movie is a direct continuation of T2, and it ignores the other Terminator movies. This movie goes right after T2, obviously, because Linda Hamilton reprises her role as Sarah Connor. So that's where the movie starts. We also learn that there's a new threat in the future by the name of Legion. And it seems that humanity has built an anti-terrorist program this time, not a defense program. And it becomes aware, it goes online, and it attempts to wipe out humanity, which, again, we've seen before. And the leader of the resistance in this new timeline, this new future, is a girl named Dani. And so the Legion sends back a super Terminator, a D9000 or something like that, a black Terminator that can split into two. And he has all the properties that Robert Patrick's T1000 had in T2. He can turn into liquid. He can assume the forms of anybody he touches. Except in this case, he can split into two. And actually, there can be two Terminators, the liquid Terminator and then the solid chassis Terminator. So there can be two of them at once. This Terminator comes back to kill Dani. Well, as with your typical Terminator movies, the Resistance sends back a protector as well. And this time, instead of being Kyle Reese, instead of being a human, the individual that gets sent back in time to protect John Connor happens to be a human augment. And she has all kinds of technology built into her, and she's built for one purpose, to battle Terminators. So she's here to protect Dani so that so that Legion can be defeated in the future. And that's the premise of the movie. It's pretty much the same as all the other Terminator movies. The action sequences are absolutely top-notch. I can't fault them at all. The special effects are incredible. The CG, there's a couple of scenes where we see some CG that's used that kind of looks like CG we've seen in other movies, and like Terminators moving that don't look like Terminators. They look CG. That, you know, I was like, yeah, that looks a little bit, you know, could be a little bit better. The movement of the Terminator looks kind of like something you see in a horror movie, like maybe The Exorcist, where the girl bends over backwards and crawls down the stairs. But, you know, that aside, the Terminators looked excellent, and the special effects were excellent, and Arnold was back, and he's back with Sarah. And that makes this whole movie really nostalgic and really worthwhile, I feel, in going to see. James Cameron wrote it. We even hear the Terminator theme song play as well, which is awesome when you're sitting in the theater and you hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and you know you're in a Terminator movie. So, you know, all in all, I thought this movie was really well done. I thought it moved at a really good pace, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And overall, I wasn't disappointed. It was a popcorn movie. You go to see the movie, you sit down, you get some popcorn, you have a soda, and you watch Terminators battle. You watch awesome chase scenes. You listen to Arnold deliver his one-liners. Only in this case, it's Sarah Connor who says the classic, "I'll be back," instead of Arnold. But what Arnold does say is Arnold says in this movie, "I won't be back." And I don't think that he will. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I walked out of there completely satisfied and totally happy. I got everything that I wanted to get out of a Terminator movie. And I felt like I had spent a really enjoyable afternoon at the movies. So, Jamie, what did you think about Terminator Dark Fate? Jamie, are you there? Hello? Jamie? Okay, we're having some technical difficulty here. Jamie's not with me. Jamie, let me know when you can hear me, all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just multitasking at the same time. I'm doing something.
So what did you think about...
Yeah, go ahead.
So what did you think about Terminator Dark Fate?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure why so many Terminator fans were unhappy with it. I would give it an 8 out of 10, and on some things I would give 10 out of 10. And the reason I say that is because I think they could have done a little bit more in terms of the relationship between Sarah Connor and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the whole thing with John Connor, that didn't really seem to bother me because they explained the background on what happened to him in the future. Because if you think about it, the Terminators were all sent to the planet to protect someone, to prevent something from happening in the future. So I don't see what the big deal was. They killed them, so I'm not going to watch the movie. That didn't bother me. But what I did like is at the end, Sarah Connor grew to like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she didn't resent him quite as much at the end when he sacrificed himself to kill the bad Terminator that was supposed to kill the person that Grace was protecting.
Yeah, Arnold plays in this particular movie. Arnold is a Terminator from the same time as T2. After he kills John Connor, he has no purpose. The Skynet's been destroyed. So he's just kind of hanging out here by himself with no reason. So he meets a woman who has a child, raises the child as his own, and lives with this woman as a human until Sarah Connor and Grace and Danny show up at his doorstep. And he knows this day was going to happen eventually, and it does. And when they knock on the door and Arnold opens the door, Sarah Connor immediately is going to kill him. And so Danny grabs his weapon and they say, no, we need him. And they kind of become friends. I mean, she says to him, when this is over, I'm going to kill you. Of course, that doesn't happen because Arnold sacrifices himself at the end to save them. He proves his worth. And as the movie goes on, we find out that Sarah Connor, all these years, has been tracking down and destroying Terminator. She's a Terminator hunter. And she keeps her cell phone in potato chip bags because the foil blocks the signal. And she gets texts that give her the coordinates of where the Terminators are going to appear. She shows up there and kills them. And then come to find out that every time she gets a text, it says, for John. And so she trusts this person. Come to find out, it was Arnold. It was the Terminator that killed John that was sending her these messages. Because Arnold, the Terminator, is able to detect frequency subspace modulation somehow. So he knows when there's been a time disruption. He sends the coordinates to her, and then she goes and kills the Terminator. So she has a purpose. And he feels guilty for killing John. And this is how he's trying to make up for it, by helping her kill Terminators, basically, in a nutshell. So the movie goes on like this, and we have two really awesome chase scenes. We have a couple of really, really cool battles. One of them where Linda Hamilton, as Sarah Connor, shows up, battles the Terminator, blows him up with a grenade launcher, He falls off a bridge. She pulls out a grenade, pops the pin, drops it over the side, turns to Danny and Grace and says, "I'll be back." It was hilarious because, of course, that's Arnold's line. But in the end, I really enjoyed it. And I think it's definitely a movie that's worth going to see. If you're on the fence, if you're a Terminator fan, you definitely need to go see this movie. You won't be disappointed. If not a Terminator fan, I don't know what to tell you, but it's a really, really an enjoyable movie. Would you agree, Jamie?
Yeah, and don't let the whole idea that if you're a fan of John Connor, that he is killed literally the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie bother you, because you'll forget all about it once the movie gets going. And it's not as slow and as dull and lifeless as all these other fans made it out to be. You won't be disappointed. I would highly recommend going to see this movie before it's no longer in theaters.
Yeah, this is definitely a movie you want to see on the big screen. There's a lot of big action sequences and stuff that you don't want to watch on your TV. You want to see them in the movie theater. Absolutely. You know, I really enjoyed the relationships that were developed here, particularly between Sarah Connor and Danny. Now, Danny's the girl that stars in this movie. She's the John of against Legion in the future. Her father gets killed. Her brother gets killed. So she has no family. And Sarah, of course, John was killed in the first 5 minutes of the movie. And as the movie goes on, she takes Danny under her wing and starts to teach her the things that she's going to need to know to lead resistance in the future, a.k.a. John. And so she gets her child back in a way. She gets John back in Danny. And at the end of the movie, they drive off together, and Sarah's going to tell her, "I'm going to teach you what you need to know." And they go off into the desert survival training. Well, they stop at a playground. And if you guys remember the scene in T2 where Sarah Connor is looking through the fence and she sees all the kids playing on the playground, and then the missiles hit and everybody turns to ash and dies. Well, we have a similar scene to that one, except there's no missiles this time. And what it is Danny is standing there with Sarah, and they're looking through the fence, and there's a little girl with blonde hair, and she's playing. And her mother is there, and her brother. And she calls her over and says, "Grace, we have to go." And the girl turns around and runs away back to her parents. Come to find out that little girl is Grace, the Terminator hunter from the future that comes back in time to protect her, except as a little girl, which was really, really a neat scene. It kind of mirrored the scene that we saw in T2. And I thought that was a great scene because, you know, in Terminator, Kyle Reese comes back from the future, hooks up with Sarah Connor, falls in love with her, and then it's assumed that she has his baby. So he comes back in time. She gets pregnant with the child that becomes John Connor in the future. So John Connor has to send his own father back in time and sacrifice his father, that time conundrum. So in this movie, we see Danny seeing Grace as a little girl and knowing that in the future she's going to have to send Grace back in time to sacrifice herself to save her. So we have the same type of situation in this movie that we had in the original Terminator. I think that James Cameron did an excellent job with this movie. The Terminators all look spectacular. There's a scene similar to the one in T2 where we see Kyle Reese fighting the Terminators in the remnants of the city, only because this isn't Judgment Day, this is Legion. It's a little bit different. And we see that the resistance is more organized than they were in T2. And the Terminators are coming out of the ocean in this particular movie. And they're being blasted by the resistance fighters. And they fight their way all the way to the base. And they're about to destroy Legion. And that's where Grace gets killed. Well, not killed, but mortally wounded by a Terminator. And she gets rebuilt as a Terminator hybrid and gets sent back in time to save Danny. Really great act. A lot of What do you think, Jamie? What was your favorite part of Terminator Dark Fate?
Oh, I think I liked the scene where they were sitting outside the house and they were deciding how Grace was going to protect that other woman and how they were going to protect themselves from the new Terminators out there, because they're more advanced than any Terminator we've ever seen that Skynet has ever produced in the previous movies. I mean, this guy doesn't just melt out of metal. He's like a shapeshifter that just peels out of one person and into the other, and you don't even know it. It just happens so quick. I just liked when he was sitting there with the dog, he was petting the dog, and they're sitting around, so how are we going to do this? The dog, she's like, I don't care that there's Terminators out there. I'm just going to sit with my dad being Arnold Schwarzenegger and just pretend like nothing's happening. Meanwhile, Sarah Connor's trying to put her mixed emotions for Arnold Schwarzenegger behind her and just relax and have a wine cooler. But, you know, that's one of the things that made this movie so great, is that they made you fall for each and every one of the characters from Terminator 1 to this very last movie that just came out. And if a movie doesn't do that, then they failed in the continuity and the spirit of the movie. And I really like that they didn't mess with that. They left off right where you would expect them to. And I just don't understand why so many people hated it. I thought it was great. And then at the end, back to the future idea, is that at the end of the movie, we see Grace as a little girl, and Sarah Connor and the other woman were watching her on the playground, and the other woman, which I can't remember her name, what was her name, the one that she was trying to protect?
Danny.
When we see Danny outside watching Grace in the playground, she did not want to let her get hurt by Skynet and have the same thing happen. So in a way, we were seeing another reenactment of Judgment Day, you know, all over again. It just helped conclude everything in just one movie. And then the way that they made Arnold look old was just incredible, because Terminators don't really age. You would think, okay, well, by now Terminators are made out of metal, so by now Arnold must be all rusted and malfunctioning. But in the one scene where he gets his head split open by the moving machine trying to hold down the evil Terminator and his face gets ripped off, he wasn't actually, how you say, rusted. He was just the outside of his skin they made look older, like an older man, but his body was still intact as a metal Terminator, if that makes any sense. He wasn't rusted, but I felt maybe they could have showed you that his insides were a little rusted because he was old, but they didn't. But hey, that doesn't really bother me. They showed you on the outside, and that's all that matters. And like I said, I'm going to say it again, as far as the John Connor thing goes, don't listen to the critics. The plot was not slow. They killed John Connor for a reason, and if you watch it, now you can understand why they did that, because they're trying to show you the past and the present idea of what happened with Skynet then and now and then the past and then back to now. There's a lot of flashbacks and a flash forwards and flash sideways in this movie.
Well, also, the death of John Connor was really an integral part of the plot, because in order to set Sarah Connor over the edge, and in order to turn her into the mean Terminator killing machine, John Connor had to go. And John Connor had to go also to give Arnold's new Terminator a purpose. Because if by killing John, it sets in motion Sarah becoming a Terminator hunter, because she's just smitten with grief and she's seeking revenge. So she hates these metal monsters, and she's going to kill every one of them that she can. And so you have that as a driving force. And then by killing John Connor, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator, living amongst humans for the past 40 years or 33 or whatever it is, ends up developing a conscience and feeling guilty about killing John. So he's helping Sarah hunt down the Terminators and seeing her message that it's safe for John. So if John doesn't die, we don't get that whole situation put into motion. So he had to die in order to set the movie up and make things happen the way they do. But back to Jamie's point about the scene where they're sitting around on the porch having twisted keys. They're sitting there, and Arnold tells them that his name is Carl and that he installs draperies. And he's telling them the story about how this guy wanted dark drapes in his living room. And you can't put dark drapes because it contrasts with this and that and this and that. This is coming from a Terminator. It's actually quite humorous to hear a Terminator discuss the finer intricacies of drapery and how it clashes with the furniture. And Sarah says, "I'm not calling you Carl." And it's hilarious because everybody calls him Carl. And Sarah's like, "No, I won't call you Carl. And when this is done, I'm going to kill you." Also, something else a lot of people were complaining about was the dog. Arnold has a dog, as Jamie pointed out. And the dog is sitting next to him, and he's petting the dog while they're laying out their plan. And the dog's not barking. Now, through this movie, every time we see a dog around the evil Terminator, the dogs go crazy. Now, as fans and viewers, we know that dogs don't like Terminators, but in this particular world, these humans don't, but we do. So the fact that this dog didn't bark at Arnold, people were getting all upset and go, "It violates canon, blah, 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 blah." Well, you know, how do we, you know, I have a cat and I have a dog, Emma and AJ. We got them both when they were puppies and kittens. They love each other. They sleep together. They play together. They are the best of friends. Now, my other cat doesn't really get along with the dog too much because we got the dog when she was an older cat, and she just doesn't like dogs. So how do we know that, you know, Arnold didn't get this dog as a puppy, and this dog just grew up with a Terminator, and to the dog, that's normal. And that's why the dog doesn't react negatively towards the Terminator. Right, Jamie? I mean, you know, if you're determined to hate something, you're going to find a million ways to, reasons to justify why you don't like it. So, the fact that Arnold's dog didn't bark at him, I wasn't overly concerned about that at all. Because later on in the movie, as I said, the dogs were barking like crazy at this T-9000 or whatever. It was dark Terminator, whatever. I forgot what it was called. At the Terminator. And, you know, there's a really funny scene where Sarah and Grace and Danny are trapped in Mexico, and they're trying to get into the United States to find Arnold. And they have to get to the other side of the wall. Yes, that's right. The wall that Mexico paid for. They have to get to the other side. So they hook up with the underground resistance. And the guy says, "You know, I really wish you guys weren't quite so white because it's going to be hard to smuggle you out." Well, they do. And when they get underneath the wall, ICE is waiting for them on the other side, arrests them, but the evil Terminator is there, and all hell breaks loose. And it's an awesome scene. And another scene that people want to pay attention to, if you remember in the original T2, Miles Dyson has a younger son, and he's playing with this remote control car, blah, 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 blah. Well, in this movie, he's all grown up, and he's a major in the Air Force. And when Grace tells them the only way to stop this Terminator is with EMP pulse. And they're like, "Well, we don't have that, anything like that." And Sarah's like, "Well, we do. And I know how to get it." And she calls Miles, Dyson's son. And he's the only one that knows and believes her because he was there. He was with her through, you know, he knew the Terminators were real. He knew they came back in time. He knew that all that story was true. He helps him get the EMP pulse. He gets him an Air Force airplane and an Air Force mascot, and off they go. And that sets up another one of the movie's most intense action scenes. And that's where they're in a giant C-100. And another giant plane, another C-100, crashes into them. And they have this giant, you've seen it in the trailer. I actually have some clip here that I've been trying to play for you guys. You notice the beginning of the movie was silent of the podcast because I have the T2. Let me see if I can get it to play. I'm having some trouble with my audio here. I can't get these clips to play. Yeah, it's not working. I'm having something's wrong with the internet. It must be the storm or something. So because I had some clips I wanted to play for you guys. I have the Dark Fate trailer that I wanted to play for you guys and talk about. And of course I had the Terminator theme song that I was going to start the podcast off with. I can't get any of these things to play. Now let me see if I can get this Sarah Meets Carl clip to play where she says, "I'm not going to call you Carl." Let me see if I can get that one to play. No, I don't know what's wrong with this thing. Anyway, so I don't have any clips for you guys to listen to, but you've seen it in the trailer. You've seen the two airplanes collide in midair, and the one plane is going down, and our heroes are in the back of the plane bouncing around. The evil Terminator comes aboard, and Arnold's fighting the Terminator. They're flying through the air. Danny's fighting the Terminator. Grace is fighting the Terminator. Even Sarah's getting into it. And they're all flying around in free fall, fighting on a burning plane as it crashes. It was a really awesome action sequence in the movie that was definitely one of the highlights of the film. But overall, how many stars would you give this movie, Jamie? How many Terminators would you give this movie?
Oh, altogether, I like this. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10.
Yep, I'm right up there with you, Jamie. I give it 8.5, 9. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I when I go to a movie and I'm sitting there, I ask myself, you know, was it worth the money? You know, it's not cheap to go to a movie these days, you know. And when I'm sitting there watching a movie, if I can be sucked into this world for a couple hours and really immerse in it and enjoy it and have a really good time, and the movie is fun, it moves at a good pace, the action is great, then I say the movie was good. If I go to a movie and I'm sitting there like looking at my watch and I'm like, when is this thing going to start? You know, and I'm looking around the theater, counting heads, you know, reading the exit sign, looking at the popcorn bag, then this movie is crap. So this movie definitely was not crap. I was pulled right in right from the get-go. And I think that having Arnold and Sarah back together again, not Sarah, Linda Hamilton back together again on the big screen really quenches that nostalgia for those of us that remember the original movie. And the soundtrack is awesome as well. And there's even a scene where when Arnold, he's walking by his nightstand and there's a pair of sunglasses and he picks up the sunglasses and he's holding them in his hand and he's looking in the mirror. You're sitting in the theater like, put them on, put them on, put them on. He picks them up and he looks at them for a second and then he sets them down and he walks out because this is a different Terminator. This is not the same Terminator that wore the glasses in T2. This is a totally different Terminator. So he didn't put them on, but it was a great scene nonetheless. So overall, I'm right there with Jamie. If you guys are thinking about seeing this movie, if you're a Terminator fan, I say go and see it. You won't be disappointed. You know, something else that a lot of people are complaining about, SJW people, social justice warriors, are all getting upset because in this movie, it's a female-powered movie. We have Danny, who's a woman who leads the resistance in the future, replacing John Connor. We have Sarah Connor, a woman, replacing the character of Kyle Reese in this movie. Then we have a female Terminator by the name of Grace replacing Arnold as the protector in this movie. So all the roles have women in these roles. And, of course, we have Arnold as well. And a lot of people are complaining about that. Why do they have to make all these roles, these traditionally male roles, into female roles? Well, you know what? Get a life. You know? If that's all that bothers you, then you got a screw loose. You've got some issues, honestly, because if the movie is good, if the characters are engaging, if they make you care enough about them to sit there and watch the movie, who cares if they're male or female or Terminator? You know, and that's how I feel. I thought that the character of Grace, that's the augmented human from the future, was a very interesting character. And her backstory was very well laid out in this movie. Danny, the future leader of the Resistance, her story was laid out very well in this movie. And, of course, Sarah Connor needs no introduction. We all know who she is. So that didn't bother me at all. I was right into the movie, right from the start. I was like, wow, this is something, this is a lot of fun. And the battle sequences where Danny, or where Grace, the augmented human, is fighting the T, what is it, T-9000, Jamie, or something? I forgot. What was the name?
Yeah, T-9000 instead of the T-1000, yeah.
Yeah, it was a T-9000. And she's beating him with a sledgehammer. And in the one scene, she whacks him in the head with a sledgehammer. And then he uses his liquid body to encompass the sledgehammer and suck it into himself, which was a really awesome scene because he can absorb metal, and he does. And then we find out that because she's an augmented human, she can only have really short bursts of super speed and super strength to battle a Terminator, and then she crashes. And then she needs, insulin. And penicillin, and there were a couple of things that she needed to inject herself with to get her energy back before she crashed and died from battling the Terminator, which was a aspect of her character. She wasn't indestructible. She did have a weakness. So overall, yeah, I would give it an 8.5, 9. I'm right there with Jamie. I think that you guys, if you're listening to this show, if you're thinking about going to see it, I can't say enough good about it. But I also enjoyed all the other Terminator movies also. I enjoyed Genesis, too. A lot of people didn't like Genesis, but I enjoyed that one, too. Again, that's another Terminator movie. What do you expect? You know, robots coming back in time to kill humans. I mean, that's the Terminator, and that's what you get. So this movie was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable, and it's a direct continuation of T2. You don't have to see The Rise of the Machines. You don't have to see Genesis. You don't have to see Salvation. You can just go T1, T2, and Dark Fate and have a complete storyline. It was most enjoyable, a lot of fun. So the score in this movie is really good, like I said. James Cameron used the musical cues at just the right time. Arnold in this movie is perfect as the Terminator, the role that he made famous. Seeing Sarah come back again and doing what she does best, the seeing where that character has ended up since the last time we saw her was great. And overall, it was an enjoyable, fun popcorn movie. Wouldn't you agree, Jamie?
Yes, it's definitely worth going to the movies to see.
Yes, I agree. And I was in the show. I have a clip that I was going to play for you guys from T2 of Arnold, but obviously there's something wrong with my audio clips tonight. They won't play. So I'm just going to have to say goodnight and say thank you to Jamie for hanging out with me and talking Terminator. Thanks to you guys for listening. And I was going to play a clip, but I can't. So you're going to have to just settle for me. Good night, everybody. And in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, hasta la vista, baby.